Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you for your manifold blessings upon our lives. We thank you for your spirit of the anointing that reigns in us. Father, as you keep us daily and you strengthen us daily and you bless us daily, we honor you not just with our finances, we honor you with our hearts and with our minds and with our spirits. And Father, we have made up in our hearts and our minds that we will let nothing separate us from the love of God. Distress, stress, anxiety, pressures from above, pressures from above, pressures from below. We will allow none of these things to separate us, Father. Principalities or powers, none of these things, Father. But we are set in our spirits, and we are the army of the Lord, and we shall strive for the prize of the that's in you, Father. Lord God, and we thank you for this prize that is in us, this great treasure that is in earthen vessels. Father, we thank you today, and we ask that you strengthen us and that you be with us. Lord God, and you encourage us and teach us what the way you want us to understand. And we honor you, Father, and we thank you. And we bless your holy, we bless your righteous name, because there is no other God like you. And there is none greater than you are. And Father, we just don't say it with our mouths, but we speak it with our spirits. We glorify you this morning. Come on and put your hands together and give the Lord some praise. Amen. You have your Bibles opened up to the book of Zechariah. We're going to start Zechariah. This is not what I'm going to minister on, but it's a part of it. I don't know about you, but there are times in my life when I sit back and I ask God, why did you allow me to go through that? Or why was that particular person in my life? Why was this person in my life who never did anything to uplift me or encourage me, but only hurt me? Only caused me problems. Why? And we go, why? And God says nothing. Because he expects us to understand why through the word of God. If we study and read this word, we'll know why we go through these things. So when I got tired of asking God why, I started praying and meditating on the word so that I could show myself. And the reason I can show myself, because I have the Spirit of the living God in me. And we know that the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit gives us all knowledge and understanding. So I began to understand, Brother Tony, that the things I went through got me to where I am today. And the only way I'll get to where I've been praying and believing God to get to tomorrow is that I go through some more stuff. And I run into some more folks that don't mean me any good. And what God began to reveal to me was the fact that these people were in my life because they were purposed to be there. How many hear me? Everybody that means you well ain't supposed to be there. There are folks that mean you no good that God has purposed to be there because, unfortunately, they made you seek him, which is fortunate. Folk will make you call on God. Because there's something in their flesh that know how to stir up your flesh. They can find that hidden button that you got hidden, stuck in behind your heart, or stuck up under your feelings, or hid up under your emotions, and they'll find it. And they find it when you least expect them to find it, when you think you're on top of your game. You think you got this thing covered and you're doing what you're supposed to do, and all of a sudden somebody come along who you trust, who you love, who you have confidence in, and they'll reach over behind you or reach up under you and they'll hit that panic button. And you'll say, what the? is this. The message today is called JJ. I said, what is JJ? I'm not talking about JJ or whatever that show was. Good times. I'm talking about JJ. Talking about Jesus and Judas. Easter, we were preaching and we were ministering together, and it's hard for me to sit there and God not deal with me when these men are preaching. Because they stir up the gift within me, and I'll be seeking out stuff. And I'll say, Lord, I'm trying to hear God. I say, well, you can hear one ear and hear me in the other. The ear I'm talking to is your spiritual ear. The ear they're talking to is your natural ear. And if you receive both, you'll be blessed. So I was thinking about Judas. I always talk about Judas. They now have a book of Judas. They made a movie about Judas. And they always call him the traitor. This like drove me absolutely mad. I was trying to look up the name of Judas. You know, Jesus has, there's a Greek Hebrew name for Jesus. There's a Hebrew Greek name for everybody, every man of God or every woman of God in the Bible. There's even them folks that's been screwed up. There's a name for them too. You know, there was a name for Cain and Abel. Abel's name was Acquisition. But I couldn't find a name for Judas. There's no Hebrew definition for Judas' name. There's no Greek definition for Judas' name. But he did what he did. So because there was no name for him, they gave him the title or the definition, traitor. Now, don't get mad at me, but Judas was not a traitor. He gave up Jesus, but he wasn't a traitor. How many of y'all know that Judas was actually the closest friend that Jesus had out of the 12? Wow. How many know that Judas didn't pick himself, but Jesus picked him? Jesus went and got Judas and separated him as a part of the 12 disciples. Well, my God, if he knew he was going to turn him in, why would he bring him in? It's like taking in a snake. Well, we know all about snakes. We don't mess with snakes no more. When we got old enough, we was playing with the red ants. We get a bunch of red ants and stick them in the jar and think they're going to stay there. Red ants are like water. They're going to find a way out. When they get out, they attack whoever put them in the jar. Or whatever flesh they thought put them in the jar. But we take them into our bosom anyway. We take them into our confidence and because we got something. God bless you. We done caught something. Look, go to Jesus. I mean, Judas was actually purposed by God. He was. He was purposed by God. He had a purpose. His purpose was to do what he did to Jesus. If he didn't do what he did to Jesus, Jesus wouldn't have had no reason to die. So he wasn't a traitor. He was purposed. There are folks that are actually purposed in your life. Regardless of how much you dislike them, there are family members that are purposed to be in your life. You know, you're closer to some of your family members than others, and the one you're the closest to are the ones that burn you. Yes. Quiet in here. Yes. Go to Zechariah 11th chapter. We're going to read a couple verses. 11 and 12 says, "And I said unto them, if ye think good, give me my price, and if not, forbear. So they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said unto me, cast it unto the potter, a goodly price that I was prized out of them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver and I cast them to the potter in the house of the Lord. Then I cut asunder mine own staff, even bands, that I might break the brotherhood between Judah and Israel. Talking about Judas and his purpose. He was going to break the band or the hold between Jews and Jesus. And what did it do? The Jews turned on Jesus and Judas helped them turn on Jesus. But in spite of doing what he did, he still loved Jesus.
Yeah.
People love you. They might turn on you. They might try to assassinate your character. It's out of that strange love that they have that they do it.
Yeah.
It's not the love of God. But see, in our spirits and in our minds, we just assume, I know they do love God. But they don't love you as they love God. Judas, I don't know how many shows I've watched of Jesus and Judas and Judas Iscariot offering Jesus up for death. In the book of Psalms, even David does a rendition. David talks about how it was harder for him to allow somebody into his life, I'm paraphrasing, that he already knew was going to destroy him than it was for somebody who he trusted to do it. How many folks have you trusted and allowed into your world and they took a hunk out of it? And they had the audacity to smile on your face every time they saw you. And when they told you they loved you and appreciated you, they meant it. All right, come on back with me now. Y'all thinking about them folks. Come on back with me. I'm not trying to take you on them. I'm just trying to show you. Come on back. Bring it on back here. Oh, Lord. Go to the book of, I think it's Matthew. Go to Matthew. Come on back. But they were there for a reason. Every cotton picking last one of them. And I said to myself, Lord, you got to be kidding me. You could have just threw me in the pit. Then God said, but you'd have never saw the light. Something about other darkness mingling with your darkness that make you look for some light.
Yeah.
These folks had a purpose in your life. And baby, I can think back. I can remember. Oh boy, can I remember. Go to Matthew 26 and 19. But this is what Jesus does. And he said what? These things that I do, you shall do also and even greater. He said the reason you'll be able to do that because I'm going to send you a comforter. I'm going to send you somebody to strengthen you. It's going to be me and the Father, but he's going to have his different identity. And he'll teach you things.
Yeah,
he'll give you understanding of things. He'll lead you in paths.
Yeah.
So here Jesus is. He done went and found Judas. Judas did everything for Jesus. But see, Judas let himself out the bag when he got mad when Mary went out and bought the ointment that Judas thought she spent too much on. Because he figured he could have used that money. It's personal friends that love you. but you got something they want. And you like to believe in your heart that it's God. So you let them in. But don't get mad. Get glad. Because they have a reason for being there. They have an appointment for being there. I sit back and when I was studying this message, I said, Lord, ain't nowhere in the world that person was supposed to be in my life. I brought them in. God said, no. You let them stay. But look where it got you. I said, almost killed me. He said, you're not dead. I said, that's what you say now. You know, God's still talking in parables, isn't he? You figure it out. That's what he's saying. 19, the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now, when even was come, he sat down with the, how many?
12.
With the 12. He sat down with the 12. Now, we know that number 12 represents the divine ordination of government of God. Well, how could it be divine government of God? And one of them was a, traitor. I was going to say that one of them was purposed. It's going to be fun. Now they sat down. He sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. He wasn't a traitor. He was a betrayer. But he was a purpose betrayer. Not only did Zechariah talk about him, but Isaiah talked about him. David talked about him in the book of Psalms. If you look closely, if you research the book of Job, Job talks about him also. They all talked about them, and when they talk about something that's going to happen in the future, it's predestinated. It was his job, but Jesus wanted them to know, even though I know this is going to happen, it's something that's got to happen. What did John, when John the Baptist said, I shouldn't be baptizing you, you should be baptizing me. Jesus said, I did not come to destroy what I came to fulfill, scripture.
Yeah.
Well, Jesus had to allow him to do exactly what he did in order that he would fulfill scripture, that we might have life. That we might have the ability to be saved. So, Jesus was letting him know, I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. Or the Greek tradition of it is deliver me up. One of you will deliver me up. And they were sorrowful. Why? Because this is what messed me up, pastors. Because at this particular time, Judas didn't know that it was him. See how people can get so close to you? Because they don't know their ulterior motive till it sets in. Most folks don't know what they're doing until they started it already. And once they get started, they're in. Because it's too embarrassing to back out. So because they are embarrassed to back out, they set seed to do what? They set sail to embarrass you. Better you than them. And they'll come to church and they'll shout right with you. They'll bump heads with you going across this front. Maybe I've been in this church quite a while. And I done bumped heads with some folks, crazily, that didn't mean me no good. But God said, you can't hate them because I hate no man. And God said, you got to love them. Ooh, Lord Jesus, you got to help me on this one. Lord, you got to help me on this one. And God said, that's what I'm here for. To help you. So,
Here's Judas. They sit down to eat. And all of them are exceedingly sorrowful because all of them are kind of messed up and like, who is he? So you know, they're looking at each other. How many times somebody preach a message and everybody looking at each other said, that's for them. Because they have done something to you, so you just said, that's for them. I hope they listening. Oh, come on, I did it. I've done it. Somebody stepped on my toes and said something evil about me, and the first message pastor I would preach, or an evangelist would preach, I would say, man, I sure hope they listening, my little child. That's for them. I'm sure glad they came today. They didn't come last Sunday, but they came today. That message for them. Well, all the time, God has said, I hope you listening. So here is Judas. They all looking around, and Judas makes the statement, Lord, who is it? But in the original writings, it states, not I, is it Lord? It's something about purpose. Purpose has the ability to shake you up on the inside and make you see stuff that you haven't seen before. Can you imagine Jesus dropping that bomb at the table? And now everybody looking at each other, but Judas ain't looking at nobody because something in his spirit done quickened. And he says, well, not I. Is it Lord? He said it wasn't him, and at the same time he said, but is it? Because there's something going on in his spirit. You bet, that's why the word of God says, try the spirit with the spirit or through the spirit, and we try in the spirit or checking the spirit out in our flesh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when they cross us or abuse us or afflict us, we want to kill somebody. I was getting ready to leave this morning. I was talking to my neighbor, Pastor. And he was on his way to church, and I was talking to him. Now, there were no cars coming. He said, you better look out. I go, what? I turned. She was flying. She was going 50 miles an hour down a pedestrian, just a street. And it was a guy sitting in the seat. And I jumped back. I said, man, you see that she was going to run me over. And you know what came out of his mouth? All right, Brad. Don't let it get to you. The look in your eyes saying you want to go do something. I'm saying to myself, I ain't got time for that. I'm thanking God that I got out of the way. But see, that's how people look at you. You can't go by the way somebody's eyes look at neighbors itching anyway from my allergies. I do this constantly. I'm like the kids. I'd be scratching. Lord say, you know if you scratch them, they're going to itch more. Okay, I go to the next one. Like he didn't mean both of them. So here they are. Jesus done dropped the bomb at the table. They all sitting there. They get ready to enjoy themselves. This the Passover, you know. They get ready to thank God for all that God has done and everything. And Jesus said, one of y'all about to turn on me. And nobody said nothing, but then all of a sudden Judas say, not I, Lord, but is it? And the answer said, he that dipped. Y'all better watch where y'all dip. He that dipped. And the word dip means what it says, dipped. Dipped his hand. Or hand represents works, who has dipped or allow his works to be saturated with what I'm talking about with me in the dish, the same shall surrender me. So now you know everybody looking because they know only one person dipped his hand in the water at the same time Jesus did. His what? His closest friend. Which was Judas. That doesn't stand. Judas did all kind of stuff for Jesus. Made sure he had food. Made sure his clothing was good. He did everything for Jesus. Can you imagine knowing that somebody out to get you, that your life is about to expire, and to fellowship with them anyway, and to love them anyway, and to care about them anyway, that's a test of faith.
Come on. Yeah.
But you know what's so crazy about it? That's what God requires of us.
Amen.
It is hard.
Yeah.
That's why you have to pray without ceasing.
Amen.
And fast to bring your flesh unto subjection. So here Jesus is with this man and said, the Son of Man goeth as it is written. I've got to do what's got to be done. Judas has got to do what he's got to do of him. But woe unto the man whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Well, when you hear that, you know that Judas is going to betray him or surrender him up. So you think that's he the only one he's talking about. But he's not the only one he's talking about. Peter, when the cock crowed three times, you will offer me up. Not just Peter, but then Luke, all of the disciples did something against Jesus that they denied him in their flesh. To do what? To protect themselves. Now, they all came back around because now they realized that everything they went through had a purpose to get them into the upper room.
Amen. Amen.
It had been for a good man if he had not been born. Now we're talking about Judas because Judas' name does have no meaning. Judas was born for this very reason, was to submit and give Jesus up to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. So that's why Jesus wasn't mad at him, because he was doing what Scripture said he was supposed to do. Just as Jesus said, I didn't come to destroy or to knock Scripture, but I came to fulfill it. He had to allow every part of his life to be fulfilled. And that was the fellowship and the suck and the love of the very man that was going to turn on him and give him up for death. Because he knew that his death was that. There's some folks in your life that's done offered you up. But God is good. And he is mighty. It's ironic. A lot of the very people that offered me up, I have in time since prayed that God would keep them. Because God will use you. That lets you know that that person was there for a season. God don't place good all good people in your life. It rains on the just and the there are bad seeds planted in your life, so you have the ability to use that on the word of God and overthrow them. It shows your strength and your posterity in God to stand against everything. That's why, guys, when you done all that you can do, fall out on the ground, get back up, and stand anyway.
Amen.
Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, well, see, Judas, and now he's recognized that he's the one. He hasn't betrayed him yet in the flesh, but he's betrayed him in his spirit. Because now he realizes what his purpose is. He don't like it, but he can't stop it. That's what I like about the purpose of God in our lives, Sister Linda. We can't stop it. You might hinder it or slow it down, but you can't stop it. I put my foot all in on that one. I've done everything I could possibly do, Michelle, to stop what God has for me. God never cut my foot off. He never rejected me. He said, bring it on in. I'm still here. You're the one that's lost. But I'm here waiting on you. So all them folks that's done try to send you belly up, you better get over them. I had to get over a few things, and it hasn't been easy. It has not been easy. God will say to me, show me your faith. Sister Sherry asked me a couple weeks ago, she said, what you going to do about that? You know you're supposed to renew that. I said, forget it. God says, show me your faith. Ooh, it's quiet here. All I can hear is that crazy fan and that light that keep blinking. So, thou hast said, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread. And he blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it to the disciples. He gave Judas the same bread and the same cup that he gave the other disciples in spite of his character flaw and his attempt that was to betray him. Folks, you know, we say all the time, you don't have to like them, but you have to love them. Well, you have to look at the way that means. When it says you don't like them, you don't like the character or the nature that they have. But it's just the way it is. There's some God in everybody. And if you search deep enough, regardless of how ridiculous they may be, you'll find it.
Yeah.
Problem is, we don't want to find it. We stop at the front door of what they done already did. You tend to upset, oh, Brother Andy, I forgot I was at a tournament, and I heard this all day. I kept hearing all day, I'd rather be lucky than good. I'd rather be lucky than good. That's all I kept hearing all day. And eventually got on my nerves. They said, what do you think about? I say, man, I'd rather be good and have some good fortune. You better make sure you do what God calls you to do. And God will cause everything else to fall into place. Jesus, break the bread. Sometimes you got to break bread with folks. You got to share your life with them. Because it's going to be through your life that they're going to have a chance to get their lives straightened out. Just because they pat you on the back don't mean they love you. Just because they kiss you on the cheek don't mean they love you either. Jesus blessed and he gave and he took the cup and he gave thanks. But he expects us to learn to do the same things that he did. And the way you understand it is that you realize and you sit down and you meditate to yourself and you remind yourself that everything has a purpose that is entered in and out of your life. Regardless of how bad it seemed, how ridiculous it was, how much it hurt you, how much it fired you up, how much it derailed you, it was still purposed by God to enter into your life, even though you might have been the one that made the wrong turn.
Yeah.
It was there. It was purpose for you. Because if not for that, you would not be where you are in God today. You would have given up like so many have. Because they don't understand that there's a purpose for that person. You know how many people have left the church because somebody has said something thrown at them that wasn't right? And smiled in their face as they said it? Or prophesied as they told them? And they left the church. All over the world, folks are leaving the church because of something somebody says to them. Baby, you better get, I'm like Brother Sean, you better stand in line. You got to have a little bit more than a mouth to get me out. I decided I was going to follow Jesus and not a man. Judas eventually took the 30 pieces of silver. Now they're having this big discussion of whether he threw it at the Pharisees, he threw it at the temple, or he took it with him to the grave. Well, it's easy to understand because it said the Pharisees, they took the money and purchased Potter's Field with it. They didn't use their money, they used the money he gave them back. It don't matter whether he threw it to them or not, they got all of it. He did what he did and he killed himself because he did not recognize his purpose. If you read the book of Acts and it talks about the death of Judas, it's very graphic. And if you research the words, you'll find out that what it says about Judas is that when Judas hung himself, he wasn't actually dead. Before he died, a spirit reached up out of hell and grabbed him and snatched him, and his stomach, his inward parts, bust aside, and all of him fell to the ground. He did not die peacefully. He tried to hang himself to get out of it, but he wasn't. That wasn't what the Old Testament said the way he was going to die. It had to be scriptural. It said that his inwards bust asunder. If you want to, it's graphic. But he had help, because his life was purposed. You think about it. If you're a better person today because of the stuff you've been through, then it's been purposed. If you're a horrible person because of the stuff you've been through, it's your fault. It's easy to be horrible. It's hard to do what's right in spite of what folks do to you or say to you. And they're not going away. When one moves, somebody replaces them. Ask me how I know. Another one just comes along. You ain't even got to taste out your mouth from the first one good. Before the other one busts on the scene. And they show up strong, ready, energized, with a purpose. Everybody say it. They used to tell me, don't get mad, get glad. And the glad company stole it. Don't get a bag, get a glad. You better get glad. Don't let nothing steal your joy.
Amen.
Jesus let him steal his joy. He wasn't happy about it, but it was purpose in his life. Judas was purpose. And you know what really blows me away, Sister Erica, is the fact that Jesus had something to do with the purpose that was in his life. It was predestined from the very beginning that Judas do what he did. So Jesus had something to do with who he was and what he was to become and what he was going to do. Y'all don't hear me this morning. So they knew each other. And when Jesus went and found him to make him a disciple, he became his immediate friend. And he did everything for him. His attitude started changing when he found out that she was spending money that they had raised for Jesus on oils. It didn't matter that they were for Jesus, but they were using them to clean his feet. Folks don't get happy when you're doing things for God. Why are you giving all that money in church? They stop you from giving it. They will start to dry up. Here, you better give this. I mean, remember that story Brother Hart told about the liquor guy that made the distiller, had the distillery in the mountains. He would give her money, she would pay tithe off of it. And his distillery, he never got caught by the cops. They never came in his area. He had plenty of money. Well, all that money went to his head. He decided, you're giving too much money, my money, to that church. So I'm going to shut you down. Guess what? He got raided. Tore up his distillery. Now instead of being a big shot, he was a little shot. When he got cleared up, God cleared him up because of his wife. Because we know the husband and the wife, both either or, are sanctified by their spouses. God cleaned him up. He starts to say, here, take all of it. Give it all to the church. So you say to yourself, you mean God gravitated to him doing wrong? God don't get his. God don't have no control what you do to get it.
you do. So all the Judases that are in your life, Judas, Julius, I almost said Julia, my. But I changed it to Julius. Oh, what you throwing your shoe up here at me?
You.
Oh, you, huh? You're throwing that shoe. Yeah, because she's going to think you know me something. But y'all know what I mean. Sarah's and Dave and Bob's and Danielle's. You get just like Greg. Is that what say birds of a feather flock together? Bless them, Jesus. So you stay on your ground. Don't let nothing separate you from the love of God. Jesus did he? Hey. That's, I'm going to let you know, Judas. I know what you're here for. You don't, so I'm going to let you know. Well, is it not me? Jesus said, what you said. I'm not going to say it, what you said. They already know why they're there and what they're doing to you. You don't have to ask them. Why you do that to me? You have to ask them. They already know. They're full aware why they did it. It ain't only you telling them because they ain't never going to tell you the truth. Wasn't me. Must have been my evil twin. It was your evil twin. Working through you. Amen. Everybody that smiles on your face don't mean you good. And folks that don't smile on your face mean you some good. Because they don't have nothing to prove. So keep it moving. And don't let nothing stop you.